everyone, this is Alfie the Elf. Unfortunately, this week, we didn't get to do a podcast because Scott has, come down with walking pneumonia. And as he calls it, he says it's pneumonia. The same thing as regular pneumonia, except you're walking when you have it. So I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But he got that. He's got the swine flu. So we ain't doing a show. We didn't do a Christmas special show. So what I decided to do, I came in and I messed with John Stuff. And I'm gonna put together like a best of Alfie. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. So anyway, I gotta start it out with the. It was the night before Christmas. Played this back in show number 80, and then I'm gonna play the cousin Dan. Cousin Dan scratched his nuts and made him bloody. And it's the first time Cousin Dan meets me. And then after that, we're gonna play the, there's another one. I don't know what the hell is on that shit. But, yeah, I hope you enjoy it. It's like some old Alfie bits. Get it? Alfie bits. A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to y'all. I'm out.
Buddy. All right, come on back.
All right. I'm coming back. Hey, don't you have a cough button? Jesus H.
How's that?
All right, I'm back. I saw all somebody right. out there.
All right.
How does that, does he ring the bell? How does he?
I don't know. He just kind of shows up somehow.
Kind of shows up like Wizzo from the Flintstones.
Oh, I think he's here.
All right, John, let me handle this.
Man, it's good to see you stupid asses here again, man.
What's up, Alfie? The Elf, straight
That's
from the
right.
North Pole.
Alfie the Elf. You got it right, motherfucker.
No doubt about it.
Shit. I've been on the run, man.
Yeah, what's up with that? Santa was here last week looking for your ass.
He's pissed off. I'm through with that shit. I'm out of there.
Why? What happened?
I don't know, man. He's mental.
Santa's mental?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Do you think it's discriminatory at any reason? You know,
because
you're colored?
Whenever I hear jingle bells, that really freaks me out, man. Oh, shit.
Because you're a colored elf?
Oh, quit
Was it
fucking
discrimination?
Around, John. That ain't funny.
Why don't you get the
I got him, man. You
NAACP?
Hear that? I played the jingle bells and freaked him out. You
yeah, it
that?
Did.
Oh, fucking that's funny. Ah, ha, ha. When I pop a cap in your ass, you dumb fat motherfucker.
Well, we're happy to have you here, Alfie.
Oh, thanks.
Because Christmas is coming up soon.
Oh, hell no. No problem, man. I thought I'd come by and tell a nice story for all the boys and girls.
Well, let me ask you some questions before you
for
get to that.
For the cheerings.
So are you, like, barred from the North Pole? You can't go back up there? Or what's going on?
I got some connections up there still, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so Christmas is still an important part of your life, then.
I gotta, you know, every time, you know, I gotta get up there, do my white lines, doing some white lines, you know, hell no, I gotta bump it with some big ass bitches up there, you know what I'm saying, I still got some of my ladies.
Oh, you left some of the hoes.
Oh, you know it.
The ho-ho-hos up there.
You know what, I gotta get up there sometime.
Oh, no da.
Anyway, I came here, I've got a story to read here.
All right.
It was a night before Christmas.
I love that story.
Yeah.
That's a great story. All right, everybody. This is Alfie the Elf. He will read, "'Twas a night before Christmas."
Why are you going to say it like
I'm
that?
I'm just giving
man?
You an intro, all right? Is that all right?
I don't know.
Hey, get the chip off your shoulder, man, all right?
I need a backing chip.
Yeah, 40
for this.
Acres and a mule. Let's go. Get it on.
Oh, hell no. All right, here we go.
Hold on.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
What? Spit the shit out.
Is this your Colt 45 you left out here?
Why?
This 40-ouncer?
It could be.
All right, get this shit out of here, man. I don't need to see this.
All right, hold on. I'll be right there.
All right. We're soon to hear... Boy, Alfie walks loudly for an elf. We're soon to hear Alfie the Elf read "'Twas a Night Before Christmas."
Let me get me a drink here. Mmm. All right. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the crib, not some creature was stirring, not even some crackheads. The stockings was hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The cheering was nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums all boogied down in their heads. And Mama in her handkerchief and me in my cap had plumb settled our brains down for some long winter's nap. Just hang loose, Abrud, when out on the lawn there arose such some clatter. I sprung from my bed to see what's the matter. I'll be bad. Away to the wind. I flew like some flash. Told Jimmy to shut us and drew down the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the damn luster a midday to objects below. So cut me some slack, Jack. I'm just reading the way it says, man. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but some miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer with some little old roller so lively and quick I knowed in some moment it's got to be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his courses they came and has whistled and shouted and called them dear, them motherfuckers by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, he sure can get down too, man. Now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, all, before 5-0 come and get your ass for double parking, you fat bitch. As dry leaves that before the damn wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mounted to the sky. Oh, hell no, slap my fro, man. Ourselves up to the crib. Top, wait, let me read that again. Slap my fro, man. So's up to the crib top, the courses they flew. With the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then in some twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each tiny little hoof.
What did you say, boof?
Shut up, dumbass. I know what I'm doing. But I gotta play this song again, John. Can you put that back on there? Okay. Damn, hell no, that's not. What happened in there? The lights went out. All right. Oh, shit. Okay, at a prod of each hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning round, way down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes was all tarnished with ashes and soot. Man! A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looks like he just stole them from my neighbor Jack. You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. Hell yeah, man. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks was like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn like a bow. And the damn beard as his chin was as cracker ass white as the snow. The stump of pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the damn smoke it encircled his head like some stinky ass weed. He had a broad face and some little round belly that shook when he laughed like some bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump all All right, jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him because he reminded him of my wife's big round ass. A wink of his eye and some twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. That's why I didn't pop a cap in his ass, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I
no
knew
doubt.
It was Santa Claus. He rapped not a word, but went straight to his work and filled up the stockings, then turned with some jerk, you know? And laid his finger aside of his nose and giving some nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. His team gave some whistle, and away they flew like the way of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all some badass night." Thank you very much.
All right, Alfie. Hey, man. Stick to your day job, all right, man?
Oh, fuck you, man.
All right.
Why you be dissing me like that?
No, I'm sorry. I could tell that you were very into that. You were very giddy. You're very excited.
Well, the shit
that
ain't written in Ebonics. It's really tough. Damn.
But I'm surprised you'd have to read that. I thought you'd have to just recite it. You'd have it memorized.
Yeah, but it's been a long time, man. You know, I'm like 300 years old.
Right, you have 300 years to practice.
Shit, yeah, but I ain't done it in a long time. You know what I'm saying, bro?
When was the last time you did it? In the ghetto?
Shit. Way back when, man, 100 years ago.
In the ghetto.
When anybody cared. Nobody gives a shit no more. You can
what
get
do you mean
the shit on the
shit?
Internet.
What the hell does that mean, nobody gives a shit? I give a shit.
I hear there's rumors on the
internets.
You get that shit on the internets now. You can watch TV and stuff. 100 years ago, you didn't have radio and all that shit.
Yeah, you didn't have this.
So
you didn't have webcasts.
They sat around with the story, and they read it by the fire.
By the fire.
Yeah, with the rest of the family, man.
No doubt.
Hey, Alf. It's all gone.
When's the last time you got laid? I don't even know.
That's none of your goddamn business,
Come
man.
Come on, man.
I get laid all the time.
When's the last time?
It's been a while. I mean, it's this girl up in Niagara Falls, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's your question, man?
That's it. I just want to know, man.
Okay.
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah, hell no.
All right, I got to go, man. No, it's hell no.
So where are you going? You can't go back to the North Pole?
No, I got to get me something to drink.
So where are you hanging out?
I'm just hanging out on the street, you know. I collect money. I got one of them, you know, little red tubs, and I ring a bell out front of Kmart.
All right, Salvation
Army.
That's
how I'm making money now, man.
That's how you're doing it?
Yeah. They all think I'm putting it for charity, but I'm putting it for charity, all right?
What are you going to do after
Alfie's
the holidays?
Alfie's charity. Him? Well, I don't know.
You got to come up with something.
I'll probably make cookies in a tree.
Cookies?
Yeah. Work with Keebler. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Listen to me, man.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. They don't hire colored elves in Keebler.
Oh,
I've never
now
seen
it's all about... How do you know what color they are?
Hey, man, I've seen their commercials. They're elves. I've never seen
elves.
A colored one.
What do you mean colored?
Black.
How do I got to be black?
Well, I don't know why you have to be black. It's genetic. We were all black at one point.
I'm not human, you stupid fuck. I'm an elf.
I know that.
I didn't evolve from anything, man.
You didn't?
No, I'm mythical. You stupid idiot. What planet are you from, man?
I'm from the planet Earth.
Earth?
What planet are you from?
What do you say with an F?
Yeah, I'm from Earth.
All right, I gotta get the fuck up out of here, man.
Both John and I are from the planet Earth.
I'm gonna come and check you all out at the, what's that, the Regal Beagle?
No, the Beacon.
The Beacon.
January 13th, and then we're gonna be at Eddie's on January 27th.
All right, that sounds all right. Yeah, because I got to lay low until after the holidays, you know what I'm saying? So I might come back and visit you a couple times.
Oh, that'd be sweet, man. No doubt.
All right.
That was a great read. Great read, Alfie.
Thank you, man. All right, well, happy holidays to all your listeners. You too, John, man. You take it easy, all right?
All right, man.
That was Alfie reading 'Twas a Night Before Tetanus.
Yeah. Oh, that's my music. I got to go.
All right.
Y'all take care now. Can't hear the pitter-patter of my little tiny feet.
All right, man.
Well, that was out of sight. Alfie, and 'Twas a Night Before Christmas. I didn't know that was so long.
It's a book. But remember, they don't open up like a memo and read it.
Right.
Right. Okay, Dean. You all right over there, Dean Martin? You Justin, your nuts.
My nuts.
Speaking of nuts.
Yeah.
I think Cousin Dan has a nice story.
You tell
it. Oh, we're going to segue into the nut story.
You can tell that, man.
Did I tell you this story, Scott?
Oh, this is good times.
I think you told me that you wanted to have Dan on to tell the nut story.
Yeah. I had to work last, this not this last Saturday, but a week ago Saturday. And I'm at my office, and you and I are going to meet at the studio to start clearing it out later in the day. And I told Cousin Dan that I was going to do that, and he offered to help. And sometime in Saturday, he calls me on my cell at work. I'm at work, and he's like, "Hey, man, hey, how's it going? Great." You still going over to the studio, to unload that shit? What time? I don't know, like around 3, 4. Oh, why? You spit it out. What's the problem? You sitting down?
He asked you if you were sitting down?
He's asking me if I'm sitting down. Yeah, I'm sitting down. What's up, man? He goes, "Dude, man, I was taking a shit and I scratched the scab off my balls and now they won't stop bleeding."
Oh, man.
You had to sit down for that. Why did he have to sit down for that?
I said, "Shut up, you liar."
Not natural, man.
I said, "You're lying. That's not even that's a funny joke, dude. That's hilarious." "No, man, I'm not kidding, man. I'm serious." And he's making jokes, too, like, "I'm a bleeder, yeah." I'm like, "Shut up. No, man, tell me where a hospital is, man." I'm like, "What? You need stitches on your nuts?" I mean, I'm thinking, what the hell did you do, man?
This is after a half an hour
of bleeding.
And direct pressure didn't work?
Direct pressure for 2 minutes and direct pressure for 5 minutes did not work. That's when I panicked. Well, you know what? Maybe somebody else might be able to help me out.
You could have taken a rubber band and just kept tightening it up, and you know, like,
oh yeah, that's how they castrate bulls.
Right. Yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
I got some questions here. Now, where did this occur?
Here.
It occurred here?
That's correct.
All right. So you're walking around the house, what, in skivvies? How do you have access to your nuts?
Just like everybody else does, man.
No, but your hand, like the jeans I'm wearing right now, right. I can't get to my nuts.
Oh, no, I was taking a dump.
That's right. He's taking a dump.
Sitting on the toilet. I'm like,
he's
what's
pressing
that?
Mud.
What's that? Flick off a little tiny bitty scab and then gush. Not squirt, but gush.
So where did this initial scab come from, and how did it heal up? So what did the doctor say?
I never went because driving around trying to find the actual hospital was go to this street, then go to this street, then go to this street. Pretty simple directions. However, each street has 4 different fucking names. So going
like Dempster / Minor / Thacker is Dempster.
Right. So taking lefts and rights on each street did not get me any closer to the hospital or the ER.
He was like in Palatine, man.
So I've got
trying to find Lutheran General.
I went to Rosemont. I have one hand. I'm driving with one hand on my nuts with a paper towel trying to keep the blood back. And it worked. Driving around, one hand on my nuts. John calls. Hey, are you finding a place? No, I'm not finding the place. Okay, I'm not. I've got, you know, I'm driving with one hand, trying to talk on the cell phone with the other. It did not work out too well.
And he's yelling at me. I can't, man. I'm making a U-turn one-handed and talking on the phone, holding my nuts.
So you got an automatic car, right? Not manual.
Good. Oh, you didn't have to deal with that. I would have had my dick around the shift to change gears.
So you're driving. How do you have your hand on your nuts with a towel? What are you wearing in the car?
I'm wearing warm-up pants.
Warm-up pants. Good thing you didn't get pulled over.
Oh, I'm glad about it. Well, it would have been nice.
There, son?
I would have said, hey, can you please escort me to the nearest hospital?
He wouldn't have done that. He would have took you to the station so you could repeat your story for all of his friends.
Listen to this clown.
You'll never believe it. You'll never believe it. Anyway, so I'm driving around. I don't know, half hour goes by. Still have my hand, you know, compressed over my balls with the paper towel in the middle to collect all blood. I gotta keep checking every, you know, however long it is. I check. Oh, hey, it stopped. That's great. Turn around, come back home. Job's done. No doctor needed.
But tell the story about how you had to see it. So you pulled your.
Well, I gotta pull the pants up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm on the shitter, and
this is before you go to the hospital, right?
This is the very start of it. I'm like, this is a lot of blood, you know, dab, doesn't seem to do it. Compressed doesn't seem to do it. So I stretch it out like a bat wing and find the vein. I'm like, man, that can't be great. Thumb on either side of the vein stops it. Thumbs come off? No. Starts right back up again. So, yeah,
and then he's got to go outside to his car, which is across the street, and he's got his hand in his pants, holding his nuts, and the whole neighborhood's out singing Christmas carols.
Minivans going by. Hey, little kid. Oh, it was great. It was great. That was the best day of my life.
Bloody nuts.
What's the prognosis? You got the scab? You got to stay away from
it? No, everything's fine. No, there was no scab after. That's what's even more mysterious. I think, I don't know if it was a scab or like a little tiny clot or who knows what it was, but it flicked something off. Now it's fine. No worries.
And I thought, you know, he was shaving his nuts.
Right. Or something, who knows what's going on, but a corn cob or who knows.
Right.
And he nicked his nuts.
Right.
And then yesterday, we set up, every year when it snows, I put snow on the steps, on the deck in the back of my house so the kids can sled off the steps, right?
Right.
And, you know, have a great time. And Cousin Dan decides he's going to snowboard on one of the kids' sleds. And Cousin Dan's, what, you know, 6'2"? Right?
Right.
About 280, 250, 280. He's a big guy, right?
Not small.
He's not small. So he tries it one time, and he kind of wipes out, but he catches himself. He's good.
I'm good.
He's
until okay. The end. I go down,
yeah.
Get there, at the end. Oh,
boom, boom, boom. Then, he's
right,
okay.
Right.
So, you know, I go up there, and I think I'm going to do it. And I said, fuck that. Yeah, I'm going to break an arm. It's, you know, my arm's going to just telescope into my body when I fall. So I go down on my back and on my stomach, and then he goes up and does it again. And
just
to
show you up.
Yeah.
In front of your kids. You know, watch what I can do that your old man can't do.
And he does it again. This time, as he goes down, the sled shoots out from his feet and goes like a mile. And he hits the ground hard and punches himself in the face. He gives himself a bloody nose.
The left hand hits me in the face and teeth. My right hand goes in between a rib.
I think he like ruptured his spleen.
Oh, man.
Am I bleeding? Am I bleeding? Gets up. Am I bleeding? No, you're not bleeding. All of a sudden, duke, little blood spots all over the snow.
Why is the snow all pink?
It was great.
That was awesome.
Good time with the kids yesterday.
Oh my ribs.
His ribs, his balls. He punched himself in the face.
I'm glad I came here to stay.
Yeah.
It was a wise choice.
It's hazardous to your health, man.
This or in my car.
Yeah. Unbelievable. What the hell? Hey, dude. Go get that, would you?
Who, Dan? Or cousin Dan or me?
Dan, yeah.
All right. Oh, check that out. It's Alfie. Hey, Alfie. What's up? It's Alfie the Elf, Cousin Dan.
Hey!
You ever met Alfie?
I have
not. Oh, man. Oh, it's Dan. It's cold out there, man. Oh, shit. It's my music.
Alfie.
Hell no.
Cousin Dan's never met you, never heard of you. Give a little intro.
Oh.
For any new fans that we have.
All right, well. I'm from the North Pole. My name is Alfie the Elf. I'm an elf of color, my brother. And I like to come down and talk to the boys about, you know, what's been going down up in the North Pole with the Santa Claus.
Yeah, I got
actually,
a question
I gotta
for
escape
you.
Every once in a while, man, because this is for shit up there, man. There's a slave driver, that motherfucker up there.
I got a question for
know.
You.
Yeah, what's that? What's up, bro?
Yeah, you get the Christmas.
You get some Christmas music. You know what? I'm on the show. I want to hear some shit, man.
You gotta talk to John about that.
What's he doing?
I don't know. It seems like he's having some mic trouble. Oh, there you go.
There we go. Ah, see?
So,
he's over there, the magic man, over there with that PC doing that shit.
Yeah.
No.
So now, during the holiday season, the family and I, we love to break out the Christmas movies and watch Christmas movies over and over again. Do you guys do that up in the North Pole? Do you, do you bust out the Christmas movies?
We watch like Falling Down, you know, shit like that. Sometimes we watch Die Hard. That's a good Christmas movie. You
right, right.
See that
Die
shit?
Hard, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sometimes we want, you know, yeah, we watch it's a Silent Night, Deadly Night. That's a good one. I like that. I like that one.
What about Bad Santa? You watch that one? Bad Santa?
That's a good. Yeah, I like the Bad Santa.
So when you say we watch, who, the other elves, does Santa watch? Who watches?
No, Santa don't watch that shit, man. This is, we got to do that on the down low.
So now, your actual...
Netflix, you know that?
Oh, right, right. Netflix,
Netflix,
right.
Netflix, yeah. That's some cool-ass shit, man. Nobody knows I got that stuff.
So, now that your duties...
duties?
Up in the North Pole, you like...
No. Aw, John, that's funny, man.
You like muck the reindeer stalls, right?
What?
Is that what you do? Fuck. What do you do up there? I can't remember. You take care of the reindeer, don't you?
Yeah, I take care of the
reindeer.
You
muck their
man.
Stalls and, you know, clean the shit out and shit like that.
Yeah, sometimes I do that shit, but mostly I make it toys. I make the toys for the little girls and the boys.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's all right. You know, I got to tell you, though, man, it's getting tough up there because we losing the market share to the Kwanzaa.
The
and
Kwanzaa?
The Hanukkah. Yeah, man.
What do you,
and
who
now
makes those toys?
Ramadan and all that shit.
Don't you guys handle all that stuff?
No, we don't do that. We just do Christmas.
There's a war on Christmas. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yes, I heard that shit. Yeah, that Bill O'Reilly, he's trying to stop that war on Christmas. Because,
you guys doing anything about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you know, Santa Claus, like I told you before, Santa is like a word jumble for Satan.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You did say
and we
that.
Don't know for sure, but, you know, you seen like a, what's that, with a Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's some shit like that, and Da Vinci used to draw stuff, like he put little pictures of Santa Claus in there, and we think it's Satan. So we got a conspiracy theory going on that they one and the same. That's why we wear the red suit.
Right, right. And you
he's got to be. We don't know for sure. But I think so.
He's awfully consumed with the naughty list as well.
Oh, yeah. And what's that?
Yeah.
What's that shit? That's like going to heaven. You know, you got to do good to go to heaven, right? So you got to do the same with Santa Claus, right? You got to be good to get something. And if you're bad, you get coal. What's that?
Coal.
That's not cool,
that's
man.
A fossil fuel that creates fire.
Well, thank
that's
you
what
for
that,
that. Okay, Al Gore. We got Al Gore on the show now. That's great.
No, but and how does Santa know all that stuff? How does he know who's naughty and who's nice?
I don't know, man. That's what freaks me out, man. So, you know.
Because God told us.
And with this market share shit, they're talking about, you know, letting some of us go and putting in automation and shit like that. But, you know, we're starting a union.
Well, that's
thinking
cool.
About digging up Jimmy Hoffa, man. Have him come back and help our ass out. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
Hell yeah. And I've been working with the Easter Bunny. I've been telling you about that, right?
No, no.
I told you last year about that.
You?
We worked with the
remember.
Easter Bunny to knock off that fat red bastard. That son of a bitch. I got to hide. I got to run here. You don't know. Man, my family's all still back there. I got a couple of shorties.
Well, he
and
knows.
And that's funny I say that because I'm a little short myself. You know, I got even shorty shorties.
Well, if your theory holds true, he knows. He knows. I mean, you can sneak all around you
no,
want.
No, I'm a mythical. I'm an elf.
But
dumb
he knows.
Ass. How the hell is he gonna
so
know
wait
about
a minute.
Me?
The Santa doesn't know. Satan doesn't know about mythical creatures.
Well, I don't know. I just told you it's a conspiracy theory. We don't know for sure.
Right. Oh,
if
I see.
He is Satan, maybe he just you know he's just a fucked up dude that never gets old.
You're
you know?
Lacking this hard evidence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear what? You feel me on that? You feel me?
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah.
You guys have any problem with lead in toys like China?
No.
I mean, what happens?
No, well, that's the thing we're saying, too. You know, we make all the toys.
Yeah.
And they're buying the shit from China. I don't understand that, man. Because we make some good stuff, you know?
Some quality
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we make a baby that cries and wets her pants and all that stuff, you know, for the little girls. And then the boys, you know, we make their little red wagon.
What's the most popular request this year for boys and girls?
The Hannah Montana acoustic guitar.
Right.
No, that's a big one lately.
Have you seen one of her concerts, Hannah Montana?
Oh, man. No, I have not, but I've seen the TV show because my shorties, they like to watch the Disney Channel, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
Hell yeah. But no, I never seen one of them concerts. You know, I don't get time to get out much. You know, once in a while I could sneak out to talk to y'all on your show.
What but else that, do you do when you sneak
it.
Out?
Well, I'd roll up a blunt, you know.
Yeah.
Get a little stone.
You do that by yourself?
Eat some fries. No, sometimes I hook up with some of the Easter Bunny's buddies, you know.
What about the hotties? Any hotties up there? Little dwarfettes?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I like the big booty on the little ones.
Yeah?
The bigger the head's head. They got a big head. I like a big head and a big booty. And the really, really short arms. They say, so cute. You know, the short arms, yeah, I like that shit.
So, you mentioned you got the little ones. What does your wife think about, you know, all this?
What are you talking about, man?
You're telling me that you like what you like in an elf.
Yeah.
What does your wife think about that?
Well, she looks like that. What do you think, man?
Sure. Oh, so you're talking specifically about your wife?
Oh, hell yeah. Don't you be trying to cross me up,
it
man.
Made,
you're tricking on
made
me,
it
man.
Sound like you were talking about in
what?
General.
Oh, you see, you always tricking on me. You playing the game.
No, I'm not playing.
I pop a cap in your ass. I told you that before, man.
Cousin Dan, you have any questions for Alfie?
I think he answered them all.
Yeah, all of them? Don't you even want to know what you're getting for Christmas?
I know what I'm getting, man. I'm getting fucked in my mortgage.
that's the truth, man. You've been naughty.
What are you talking about? Rates are low.
You're scratching your balls and making them bleed. I don't understand that, man. That's weird.
It bleeds red for Santa, man.
Yeah.
You heard that
I
outside?
I don't know how to respond.
How did you
yeah,
hear that?
Yeah, I've been listening to the whole show, man.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, there's no smoking in the house. So I was out there firing up a blunt while you listen to your show.
Right on.
Hell yeah. You guys got to pump through the speakers.
You want some Cheetos or something?
No, I'm all right. I'm going to go get some fries and a shake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, I like to dip the french fries right in my chocolate shake, you know.
Really?
It's good shit. Yeah, I don't know why. And then maybe I'll give me a pork chop sandwich down on Maxwell Street.
Uh-huh. Pork chop,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, that's good shit, man.
So you're not one of those Muslim elves, is what you're saying?
No, hell no. No, I like to eat that pork. I like some rib tips, you know. Give me some collard greens and a pork chop sandwich with the bone in. I like that shit. Give me the Maxwell Polish with the grilled onions. You ever had that?
No.
Oh, that is out of sight, man. I like saying out of sight. You gotta say out of sight. It's funny, ain't it?
That is.
It's awesome.
I think I gotta go, man.
All right.
Good to meet you, man. Good to meet you.
You know, thanks for coming, man. Thanks. I was wondering who that crack ass was sitting next to you over there, Baldy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What up with that?
I don't know, man.
Hey, so what, Kanye, is he the man when it comes to rap or what?
No, I don't know if he's the man when it comes to rap, but he's the man when it comes to rapping in the news, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what that means, rapping
in
the news.
Oh, he's always, he's Mr. Controversy. He's Conway Controversy.
Kanye Controversy.
Yeah, Controversy Kanye.
Well, what do you guys listen to up in the hood?
We listen to, you know, all kind of shit, a lot of country.
Yeah.
Country?
Yeah. I like that. Toby Keith.
Toby Keith, I was at his bar in Las Vegas. Keith bar, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
You ever been there?
No, not lately, man. I told you, I just get out to talk to you guys on your show.
The interesting thing is we had lunch there, and when they total up the bill, they subtotal the food and they subtotal the alcohol.
Ah.
And the food was like $23.50 and the alcohol was $24.
Nice.
So that was kind of
cool. Yeah. Yeah. How much was the weed?
Oh, they didn't. I didn't ask.
You didn't have none.
I didn't
of that?
See it on the menu.
Oh shit!
Right, right on.
Wow. All right. Well, I got to run, man.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping. You gonna visit us again before?
Yeah.
Out of sight, because I really wasn't prepared to interview Alfie the Elf.
I'll come back next week.
It's good to see you.
All right, just before the holidays. All right.
All right.
Good to meet you, buddy.
All right. See you later. Bye, stupid ass.
Oh, hey, man.
What's that?
What, Alfie doesn't have a key?
No.
Oh, what, I gotta go over and let him in?
I'll get it.
You're going to get it?
Yeah, I'll get
it. All right, you get it, man.
Dude.
He gets to come through the window because he's so small, right? I forget about that. We could do the same thing with Phil, but he's too big to get through the window. Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, man. What's up, man? What the fuck y'all doing, man?
For our new listeners, this is... Should I introduce you, or would you like to introduce yourself?
Talk to John about that. Turn my music on. Oh, shit.
For our new listeners, every time this year, this festivus time of year.
He's Scott. I'm Alfie, man.
Alfie the Elf drops by.
Ah.
Gives us the latest from the North Pole.
John was looking at me funny, like, I'm talking, and he's looking at me, like, what the fuck, man? I don't bring my own shit.
Hey, man, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up,
now,
man?
We had
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey. I stole Santa's sleigh, so I can only stay a short time, man.
His sleigh and the reindeers,
and
right?
And the reindeers,
you got to bring the whole crew, or do you just have to bring one?
No, I just bring, like, two of them.
Yeah, because you're, like, a midget, right?
I bring Don to... Fuck you, man. Well,
I'm sorry, an elf. Well, how would you like me to refer?
I'm an elf of color.
An elf of color.
I tell you that all the time.
Right on.
I'm going to punch you in the spleen, man. What the fuck?
All right, man. So
I rode in with Donder and Blitzen. Yeah, Donder and Blitzen, man. They the main deers, man. It brings it.
I got so much to ask you. I'm so glad you dropped by.
I'm going over the season. I'm putting John's driveway. You know what I'm saying?
First of all.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I've been introduced to T.I. and T-Pain.
What the hell is that stuff?
I thought you would know that, being an elf of color.
T.I. and T-Pain, I don't know what
these are rappers,
about.
Man.
I don't listen to that shit,
but
man.
I don't get it.
I listen to Lee Greenwood, man.
I don't get it because
and
they
John
put like
Denver.
this effect on their voice.
Thank God I'm a country boy. You don't listen to that stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I was like two.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
So now, I don't know what goes on in the North Pole, but back here in November, it was a historic moment in American history.
Oh, yeah.
Electing the first black president ever. And it just how many, the last 40 years, blacks didn't even have civil rights
in
some part of this country.
Well, I heard that the Obama, on his list, and he's been nice, not naughty, asked to be president of the United States.
Oh, so Santa hooked him up.
The big S man did it. I think he gave him exactly what he wanted.
Well, you know, Santa's kind of like God, isn't he? Yep. I mean, he can...
Oh, dude.
You can tell if you're naughty
and
you're nice, and he doesn't even have to be there, and
he's God-like, man. He's a saint. You don't pay attention to that.
Right.
That's why they call him Saint Nick.
Saint Nick, right, but... is the next promotion to God? I mean, does he become a god?
Or I don't know, man.
You become a saint, do you get all these godlike powers?
Yeah, you get powers, man.
Yeah.
Don't you watch TV?
Sometimes.
Yeah, they tell you all that stuff on TV. That's where you learn.
I see.
You're learning stuff on TV.
All right, so you have Christmas that you're working for all year. But do you get to take a break and then, like, campaign for Obama?
Why would I campaign for Obama? I'm not black. I'm an elf of color.
Well, who are you voting for? Do you get to vote up in the North Pole?
Elves are green, man.
Do you get to vote? Do you have a voter's card?
No, we ain't allowed to vote yet.
Not yet, huh?
No, only human beings. We're mythical creatures, man. I tell you that all the time.
Are you going to talk to anybody in the Obama camp to try to get that pass that mythical creatures such as elves can vote?
Yeah, we're working on that stuff. We got a movement. It's an abolition movement because we're treated like slaves up there in the North Pole, man.
I thought you had a union. You don't have a union?
Yeah, it's not that strong, though, man. We don't got any backing. We don't have, we're trying to reach out to Hoffa and trying to get some backing there.
Are you getting any bailout money?
No, we don't get none of that.
None of that?
No. We don't even get paid, man. We just make toys.
If I were you, I would take the sleigh with the reindeer. I'd show up in Congress, you know, like these guys from the auto industry.
Oh, like on Miracle on 34th Street?
Well, yeah, these guys in the auto industry show up in private jets to plead their case.
To show up in a sleigh.
Did you hear about that, Alfie? That really pissed me off.
Congress, we're getting them underwear and coal for their stocking.
Congress says, yeah, we're not going to give you any money. And what does Paulson do? Paulson says, well, I'm going to act on behalf of myself and give you the money because Congress made the wrong decision.
I'll just take it out of the money I was going to give to the banks.
Right.
Give to them. I just say, hey, man, here's some money for the banks, man.
But now, up in the North Pole, you do all that shit without money, right? It's like...
we don't have no money. We know Big Ass Man, he probably has all the money.
How do you get your materials and shit like that?
It's all what do you mean we get the materials? I don't know.
Like to make the toys.
They probably steal that shit. We're behind barbed wire, man. Why do you think I had to steal the sleigh? I had to hot wire the thing.
So did you follow the election?
It's sweet, too, man. It's got 14 cup holders in there, man.
Did you follow the election at all?
And a big-ass subwoofer. What?
The election. Did you follow it at all?
I didn't follow it. November. That's when we're making all the toys,
You don't
man.
Even really care, right? Because you're from the North Pole.
We care, man.
So were you leading one way or the other? You know, like McCain, I'm a McCain supporter.
Yeah, actually, I kind of like McCain a little bit. I liked his ass. You know why? Because he's very short. Mm-hmm. So we thought he'd be sympathetic to the elf population. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's very short.
If you could vote, you would have voted for McCain?
I would have, because, you know, when that Sarah Palin, she was talking about special needs, you know, and we got very short arms and legs, so we got special needs, too.
And you thought that if she were to become president or vice president, she would target or make the focus of her agenda or ideology special needs.
Well, you know, I mean, it's part of that is partly true. The other part is that, they're into mythology, and we are mythical creatures. So we knew that we would be brought up at some point, you know.
Being an elf of color, do you face discrimination in the North Pole? Are you in the minority? Or are you in the majority?
Can I answer the question? Or are you just going to be talking over me, little big giant white man?
I had like three questions for you.
The white man? Yeah, of course we do, man. Years ago, we had our own drinking fountain, you know?
Yeah.
So the elves of color had their own drinking fountain. We lived on the south side.
Oh, on the south side of the North Pole.
In the North Pole, the south side of the North Pole, we had our own, the ghetto.
Right.
So we had our own, you know, our own shit up there. It was tough back then. We were running drugs and running guns, shit like that. Playing hip-hop music and driving around a big hoopty. We had some hoes.
You had some, so you the hoes. You still don't have.
Well, we evolved a little bit. Now we're included, and we get the same pay as the other elves now, which is jack shit.
I see.
You see what I'm saying?
You still get nothing.
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 And you gotta hijack the sleigh. Just
I gotta hijack
the
sleigh, and I don't live on the south side anymore though. But I wish I did.
You know, you don't have
Skype. Pork rind sandwiches and shit like that. It's
you have Skype
stuff.
Up in the North Pole? Skype?
We got the Skype, yeah. Yeah, because
you wouldn't have to get in trouble then, you know? Because Santa knows everything. Even though you think you got away with taking the reindeer and the sleigh, he knows, right?
Oh, like he's not going to know I'm using Skype, right? Because I got to go through the fucking network.
Well, what's the matter with using Skype? I would think that would be a better alternative than stealing the sleigh.
Oh, yeah, www.santaclausisp.com. I mean, it's got to go through that. What do you think? The Northern Lights is the internet?
So
no.
What do you tell them? You're taking it out to get
Google.
Fixed or something?
Yeah, that's what I say. I say some shit like that.
Have you seen the movie Elf?
Yeah.
What do you think of that movie? Is that pretty accurate?
It's disgusting.
Why is that?
It's disgusting, man.
Well, you know, one thing I did notice, there are no elves of color in that movie.
The best one is Fred Claus.
Fred Claus
is your
favorite one? Yeah, you
seen Fred Claus? Yeah.
I haven't seen that, no.
Yeah, because of what you got to see that shit. That's with the wood whore I was banging that dude. What's his name? Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Vince Vaughn, yeah.
Vince Vaughn.
How do you know about the word whore?
I listen to, what do you mean? I don't listen to podcasts. I go once in a while, I go to the, you know. I hang out at Starbucks, you know, and then pop in my little laptop. I got a little teeny tiny laptop. It's only 9 inches. Yeah.
Yeah. Out of sight, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
so what you up to, man?
Who, me? Well, you know everything, right? You just asked Santa. I've been very nice.
I know everything. I'm not.
Well, I would think before you come down here, you'd say, hey, Santa, what's up with John and Scott?
Santa, what's up with John and Scott?
I'm going to go tell you everything.
I'm going to fucking hijack your sleigh and go down to see them motherfuckers, a big fat ass and a tall, bald asshole. What do you say? Well, I don't talk to him like that.
Nah. Do you even get to talk to Santa ever?
Hell yeah.
Wait, under what circumstances?
Oh, go clean my sleigh. Go drive my sleigh down to the BP and get some gas in it. And then, clean it off.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a BP up in the North Pole? I thought Santa's sleigh ran on Christmas spirit reindeer.
Oh, right. That's a bunch of shit, man. The reindeer for show. They just sit on top of like a little plate, and then there's a jet engine on the back. It blows it all around.
I see.
It's all sleight of hand trickery.
Hey, so you seen any good movies?
No.
No? You don't get to see, there's no theater up in the North Pole? No.
I seen Step Brothers, one John's talking about. That's a funny ass movie. I like when they say pussy. I love that.
You know, I would think your favorite Christmas movie would be Bad Santa. Because there was like a little midget who was...
You're funny, man.
What? I thought you would relate to
midget.
That.
I'm an elf. I'm a mythical creature.
Well,
I am proportionate.
Short in stature.
No, but I have all my shit's proportions. Like my long dong, man. I'm like Tripod Man from the underworld.
Oh, I see.
I'm built like an infant down there, man.
Hey, so how does it work up there with
the
ladies?
18 inches and 9.5 pounds. Damn! Snap!
How does it work up there with the ladies in the
North
Pole?
What do you mean?
I mean, is what kind of lines do
maybe
you use?
Maybe it has a work up that way.
On other elves. Or do you, you wouldn't want to ever want to hit on a human, would you?
Well, there's, you know, we have pubs, bars, whatever you want, like a lounge.
Yeah.
You know, with some hip-hop music playing, we walk in and we say some shit, you know, like you get them all liquored up, drop them a roofie in their eggnog.
Right.
And then say some shit like, oh, look at your eyes. No wonder the skies are gray. The blue is all in your eyes. You know, it works, man.
Yeah, it works, huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So you're a player.
I say, hey, man, let me look at the tag on your shirt.
You're a player
oh,
up there.
Oh, shit, I thought it was going to say angel. Made by angels.
Well, you know, in California, they just rejected Prop 8. Or no, they accepted Prop 8, which says no to homosexual marriage.
Yeah.
Being a mythical creature and all, is marriage even a concept that elves have, or do you just have, like, sex?
No, we just do it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, we have these little camps. We have these retreats that happen because Santa wants us to keep popping out more elves, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we don't last forever. I mean, I'm 400 years old as it is now.
Right.
But, you know, we don't last forever. You know, we just kind of disappear. I don't know exactly how it happens. I don't see any gravestones or nothing, but...
You could be gone tomorrow. You don't
know. Gone tomorrow. I think they rendition the elves.
So when you're 400 years plus, I mean, do you have to rely on pharmaceuticals to entertain the ladies? You know what I'm saying?
No. What do you mean? Like a Viagra?
Yeah, yeah.
Some stuff like that?
Yeah.
No? No, we just pour some of that pixie dust right on the old shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pixie dust.
Yeah, that's the stuff we put on the, supposedly, that we put on the reindeer to make them fly. It's magic, you know, magic corn. We grind that shit up and we just sprinkle it on our schwants, you know what I'm saying?
We
put it on a jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I would try to, if I were you.
Yeah.
I would try to smuggle some pixie dust out, you know.
Yeah, sell it on the street.
Sell that shit
said?
On the street. That's
oh,
what I'm
hell
saying.
Hell no, yeah. We've been trying to. You never know.
Trying to move that. That's what
you
I'm trying to
know.
Move.
So move a couple kilos of that shit.
Where
man.
Does that come from, pixie dust? Is that from pixies?
Yes.
What are pixies?
They're like little fairies. Don't you know stuff like that? You being a fairy yourself,
like,
you should know that.
Like Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
What do? You twist them like you twist their head and pixie dust comes out?
No, when they fly around, the pixie dust, you got to chase them around with the pixie bag.
A pixie bag.
Why you got to say pixie bag and blow my eardrums out, man?
I'm sorry, man.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Pixie bag.
You know, the cans you're wearing, yeah. They're not the human-sized cans. They're the little elf. Mystical elf size cans.
Mystical? Mythical.
And they're not.
We're not mythical. Mythical.
And they're
man.
Not equipped to handle those types of.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm sorry.
What
I
else
apologize.
You got? I got to go, man. It's getting
That's
late.
It. That's all I got.
That's
you got anything
got?
For me?
No. I think I'll. You know what I'm going to do? Maybe next week I'll stop by again.
Yeah,
and
stop
I'll
by.
Read a Christmas story like I did last year.
Yeah, last year you did The Night Before Christmas,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
You
going
to pick out another one, come by?
What do you got?
I don't
you want
know.
Me to read something?
What do you mean? What do I got?
Well,
what
I
do
know.
You got? You're the
I'll
Christmas guy.
I'll read the
guy?
Grinch Stole Christmas or something
that
like
sounds
that.
Good.
Right?
Right on.
I'll do it like they did do in the hood. You know, the Grinch stole Christmas from the hood.
From the hood.
Yeah. Well, we used to say it like on the South Side, man.
Right on.
All right, I gotta go, man.
All right, man.
Cue my music, John. Oh, you got it. All right, bye. I gotta go.
Thanks for stopping by, Alfie.
I'll see you.
See you next week.
Big tall white guy. Bye. That was the Alfie Bits. I get it, Alfie Bits. Anyway, thanks for listening, and, man, I'm coming down with something, too, I think. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, y'all have a Merry Christmas from Total Talk Nonsense with Johnny Scott and Alfie. All right, I'm out. I'm out of here. All right. All right, who's going to turn this shit off? Who's gonna turn this shit up? I'm supposed to leave it up. Where the fuck is everybody? There's nobody here. I just leave the shit up. I'm getting the fuck out. I get the fuck up out of here. Alright. Merry fucking Christmas.